bring you Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Today we're continuing the topic, How to Win Your Child to Christ. Prayer changes things. Have you ever heard that motto? It's a saying that you can often find hanging on the wall of a kitchen or over the mantle of a fireplace. And I'm afraid that all too often it's a saying that parents give lip service to, but never carry into their everyday practice. And yet, prayer is one of the most necessary things that parents must do as they set out to win their child to Jesus Christ. Let me point out that Christian parents should make the conversion of their children a major goal in life. Your child isn't going to accidentally get converted. Unless you attempt early in life to bring him to Christ, his own sinful nature will probably lead him away from the Lord. And so you need to work at this matter of winning your child to Jesus Christ. But assuming that you've already become burdened for your son or daughter, you need to regularly pray for their conversion. I'm confident that many parents never take the time to pray for their children. I make that statement because that's the experience that I myself went through. Oh, I had a general prayer that I prayed for the family, and from time to time I prayed for my daughter specifically. But I became convicted one time when I realized that I was spending more time in prayer for people that I was working with than I was spending for my own daughter. And it was only after I began praying more specifically for her that she became the kind of girl the Lord wanted her to be. Prayer indeed changed her heart. Let me suggest 6 specific areas that relate to salvation in which parents ought to be praying. 3 of them belong to the parents and 3 to the child. In the first place, you should pray that the Lord will give you wisdom to guide your child properly. In a day that's as complex as ours, you need the wisdom that God alone can give to train your child so that he'll turn away from the world to the Lord. And God has promised to give this to those who ask him. Secondly, you should pray regularly for your own testimony, that it will be consistent and effective in impressing your child. Your child knows you for what you are. He won't be impressed with hypocrisy. And so you need to rely totally on the Lord to establish a genuine testimony. Your child needs to see that Christianity has changed your life. In the third place, parents should pray that the Lord will give them a unity of purpose concerning their child's salvation. It's not enough for one parent alone to carry the burden of the Lord's salvation. Both of them must pull together in the same harness so that their consistency will impress their child. For the child, you should pray that the Lord will give them understanding of the gospel. During those early years, the child will learn facts, but they'll be facts without life until the Holy Spirit allows him to put them together in an understandable whole. In the second place, you should pray that the Lord will bring your child under conviction for his sin. Merely understanding the gospel is not enough. Your child needs to see himself as a guilty sinner in need of the Savior. Finally, you should pray that the Lord will bring your child to the point where he will personally receive Christ. Once again, understanding and conviction can both be resisted. But when you focus your prayers upon your child, the Holy Spirit will bring him to the point of a mature decision for Jesus Christ. Let me close as I began. Prayer changes things. Don't let that be just a motto on your wall, but make it a principle of your life. Your consistent prayers will help bring your child to Jesus Christ.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.